Welcome to Inside the Art House, the go-to destination for cinephiles and the number one place for art house cinema and filmmaker conversations. Each week, today's most visionary filmmakers pull back the curtain on the art of cinema, sharing how stories are made and why they matter. Hosted by Greg Lemley of the legendary Lemley Theaters, a family that shaped the movie business for over a century, and Raphael Sparge, actor and award-winning director. Together, they explore the creative process, the struggles, and the triumphs behind the camera and the bold ideas shaping film today. From indie debuts, documentaries, to international art house cinema, Inside the Art House dives deep into a world where passion meets craft and where the love of film lives loud. Inside the Art House, conversations with today's most visionary filmmakers. Listen or watch wherever you get your podcasts.
The following podcast is not real, but it is a humble, shriveled leaf in the mighty podcasting oak known as Tongue Wasp. Whoops, Earwolf. And it continues to be sponsored by Cards Against Humanity. If you'd like to send something to Arnie, use it or enchant, put it in a box, seal it up tight, and then throw it out into the street and just pretend it got there. Meanwhile, here's this address for no reason. Cards Against Humanity, 1917 North Elston, Chicago, Illinois, 60642. Care of Arnie Niekamp, Vermilion Minotaur, Town of Hogsface, Land of Foon. And now, hear this.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is the stuff that you need to know. About a year and a half ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a slight Wi-Fi signal from that Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast that I record every week here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the town of Hogsface, in the land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my buddies, by my co-hosts, Chunt, the King of the Badgers.
Zip, zap, zap.
Zip, zap, zap?
Yeah.
Is that another one of your new catchphrases?
No, I'm just making stuff up.
Just saying. Just descending into gibberish words.
Just having fun,
week by
man.
Week.
Just having fun. Yeah.
Is that how you're just wandering around town, just like, I'm having fun with my mouth, making words up?
That's exactly it. I just walk around, and then, you know, my mouth takes a certain shape, and I'm just like, wuzzle, wuzzle. And then I'm just like, you know, there's a thing, you know, there's
wow.
A phrase. And I'll ride it for a little bit, and then if I get tired of it, you know, I'll step off and get a new phrase, ride that for a little bit.
Sure. What have you had a favorite new word or phrase that you've come up with recently?
I feel like I really enjoy bangarang, but like I told you, that's
when,
shortened for when you
have
bangarang
sex with
a
yeah.
Sorry? Yeah.
Never mind.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but I have a game I wanted to play.
Oh, sure.
Do you want to?
Did you bring this game with you in your brain?
I brought it mentally. I brought it in my brain.
Yeah.
And I thought to...
As some of our longtime listeners know, you prepare for the podcast by packing up games in your brain and bringing them with you for us to play.
Yeah, apparently on Earth you don't bring games in your brain?
We bring games, but not in our brain.
Okay. Well, why don't you introduce Usador and then we'll play the game.
Okay. Oh, and we're also joined by my...
I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights,
good
devourer
stuff.
Of chaos,
love this
champion
stuff.
Of the great halls of Tarakas.
Oh,
the elves know me as Fiangyalak. The dwarves know me as Sonin and Oakstanges. And I am known in the northeast as Gasmoenius Maestar. And your ironic
Woo.
Clapping does
Woo.
Nothing but anger me.
Encore, encore.
Yeah, do it again.
I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos.
Yeah,
hold up the candle. Hold up the candle.
This is what we paid
the
for.
The elves know me as Fiangyalak. The dwarves know me as Zonanook Stanges. And I am known in the northeast as Gasmoenius Maestar.
Yeah. Woo. You know, this won't mean nothing to you guys because this is Earth stuff, but I once saw Neil Diamond perform, and he sang Sweet Caroline 3 times in a row.
It's a man made out of diamond?
He is made out of diamonds.
Neil Diamond. A lot of pressure.
Yeah.
I was going to say, for encore, I was hoping you just do free bird. I was hoping you just free the bird in your beard.
There's a bird in your beard?
Yeah.
Usually.
Will you free the bird?
Go away, little bird.
No.
Usually it takes like 7.5 minutes to free the bird. But,
sure.
But that actually went pretty quickly.
Why people are always yelling at you to free the bird when you go by?
Yes.
Free the bird.
Yeah.
Free bird. Woo. Yes, that's why they yell that to me.
Uh-huh. Okay, so let's play the game.
Okay, right, let's play this game.
Here's what's going to happen. This is called 20 Statements.
Mm. Oh, boy.
What happens is I think of something that I want or something that's on my mind.
Sure.
And then you have 20 statements between you to say what it is.
Do they have to be statements? Could they be questions?
That's a question.
Oh.
They have to be statements. It's 20 statements. Okay. The game is, I know it's a little confusing, but the name is in the title.
Oh, that's true.
It's 20 statements.
20 statements. Okay.
I know that can be a little confusing. Okay. So I'm thinking of something.
Okay.
Okay.
You want a new mattress.
No.
Close, though.
One.
Bangarang.
Nope. Two.
You want a new blanket.
No. Three.
You are a vegetable.
No. Four.
You want extra barbecue sauce.
Yep, that was it.
Oh!
Yes. Got it in five.
What is, generally, how many does it take people to get?
Usually about five.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I feel like, I don't know.
Usually about five.
Usually about five. Yeah. Because you're just, you know, you're making statements and, you know, you figure it out.
Can we just narrowing it down.
How are you narrowing it down?
You sort of nailed it. What are you talking about?
I asked him three questions. I asked if he had...
didn't ask any questions.
No, sorry. I made a statement. I said, do you want a mattress?
Do you want a blanket?
Do you want extra barbecue sauce?
Let's play one.
There's a clear
progression.
Okay. I want to get to our guest, but before let's play the game one more time. I can't imagine that it frequently is done in five.
Okay. I'm thinking of something else. When you're ready, 20 statements.
Okay.
You want a piece of wood attached to another piece of wood so that when you flip it, it makes like a smacking noise.
That's it.
What?
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, based on the fact that I previously wanted more barbecue sauce,
uh-huh.
He extrapolated that, and that's how he came up with that. What? How are you not getting this game? It's a child's game. Children play this on food. Uh-huh.
It's called a slapstick.
Yeah. Let's do one more round.
All right, let's do one more.
Okay, got it.
All right. You
want a mattress.
Yep, that's it.
God damn it. All right, well, you know what? Great game. Best one yet. Let's talk to our guest, though. I'm very excited. You know, I always love having more magical creatures on. And I'm excited that we're going to meet a siren. Please welcome to the show Ursula Gurney, the siren.
Hi.
Ooh, welcome.
Hi, guys. Hey.
Welcome. Very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Look at you guys. This is fun.
Yeah, this is. Yeah.
It is fun. Yeah.
You're the first guest who's said that.
I know.
Well, you guys seem real like a fun group.
Oh, thank you.
I feel like some people in the tavern just treat us like the weird three guys in the corner table.
Oh, that's a bummer. You guys seem cool.
Thank you. We are cool.
You're so kind. I feel very, like, when she talks about us, I feel very drawn in. Like,
yeah.
I'm very drawn to her.
Yeah.
I feel very validated.
Yeah.
Could I get you a drink from the bar, perhaps?
Oh, please. I would love one.
An ale?
Yes, please. Can I have the red ale, please?
Red ale, yes.
Thank you.
Does anyone else need anything?
It'll cure red ales, yeah.
You're funny.
Thank you.
Wow, thank you. You're so funny.
Arnie
this
never laughs
fun.
At me.
No, never.
I'm honestly, when he says something, I'm like, what is he talking about?
Yeah. Ursula, he's a real, you know, he's a poor, unfortunate soul over here.
Oh. Wow.
Well, red ales for everyone. I'll be right back.
No, I'll have no red thing. I'm not allowed to have anything red.
Why not?
I have a problem with red potion. I don't want to talk about it, though.
He doesn't want to talk about potion stuff.
So, Ursula, tell me a little bit about what it means to be a siren.
Oh, I got kicked out. I'm not allowed.
Oh.
Yes, so the sirens all hang out on the coast.
Uh-huh.
It's sort of a club. You've got to get in. You have to be welcomed and go through a lot of recruitment type things.
Oh.
And I was not doing very well, so they kicked me out.
Oh, they kicked you out.
Yeah, I'm so sorry to hear.
You have to kill at the end.
Oh.
Yes. So we woo different creatures in, and then you have to kill them at the end. And I just don't like doing that. That's hard.
What would you do when you wooed in someone, a sailor, whoever, what would you do when you finally wooed them in?
I would try, and then I'd get one of my sisters to help. I've killed before. I've killed. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. I've killed.
Here's your ale. Here's all of our ales.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm very excited to hear more about your sirening ways.
Careful, easy, careful. We just learned that she's killed before.
Yeah. Yes, well, that is the way of the siren, to sing your siren song until sailors are drawn in and then dashed against the rocks.
Yes.
Is that what you did? Did you try and bash his or her head in with a rock, or how'd you try and kill him?
I would try, but poison was my favorite. Oh. If you use poison, it's like, oh, you just put him to sleep and you don't have to do anything.
There's a real distance between getting your hands in there and just, like, you know, slipping something in there in their need.
Right.
That's got to be tough, though. You know, you're a sailor. You're sailing by the coast. You hear a siren song. Mm-hmm. It draws you in. You're like, oh, I thought that was going to kill me, but it didn't. Oh, I'm going to have this refreshing drink.
Right.
Oh, no, poison.
Right.
Poison.
I hate doing it, but you gotta. It's just part of it.
You gotta? But why do you gotta?
You just do. If you want to be a part of this, I mean, this group is exclusive. These women are amazing. Mm-hmm. I mean, incredible. So
what drew you in initially? Is it the singing more than the killing?
Well, I was part of a sailing team, and my entire family was. I have all sisters. We landed. They killed all the men and then accepted all of the women.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah.
So positive.
What?
Yeah.
I like that.
We have such a high percentage of our guests kill people.
Really?
Yeah.
I hate it.
Inevitable. And
maybe it's just a Foon thing.
You know, I've told you I've killed before. And actually, I don't know if I've told you this, I killed a family member with poison because
you killed one of your own family members with poison?
you know my dad is a hunger ghost.
Yes.
And when I was very young, he appeared to me and he said, you know, your uncle killed me. You know, and I was like, I'll believe my dad, he's a hunger ghost.
Sure.
So I went to my
uncle. Didn't he die from eating wedding cake on the
Well, I know that now, but at the time he was like playing a joke on me. So I poured poison in my uncle's ear while he was sleeping.
Sure.
And then he died. And then my dad was like, jokes, like kidding. Yeah. And I'm like, oh.
Why his ear?
I didn't know where poison went at the time. I was so young that I'm like, poison go in ear, because I didn't know any better. I mean, I realize it goes in the mouth, but,
But still,
I mean, he died all the same.
Got the job done.
Yeah, he died all the same.
Poison can go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Before you came around, that was one of Usador's favorite sayings, and I feel like he never says it anymore.
Really?
They don't say it that much anymore.
Yeah. I feel like, a lot of times, like, we'd be partying, and, like, he'd get so drunk, he'd just, like, slam the table and go, poison can go anywhere, and, like, everybody'd, like, give a cheer.
Uh-huh.
But now he doesn't say it so much.
Huh.
Yes, you've softened me, Arnold. You've softened me.
Huh. So, Ursula, being part of the Sirens, like, is it hard? Like, do they make fun of you for not killing people?
Yeah, they do, relentlessly. It's bad.
Do they call you names, or?
Yeah, they've called me Ursula Mercilessla.
Oh.
It's not even good. It's not even a good insult.
It's close to good.
It's, I don't know. It's frustrating.
Are there parts of being a siren that you like?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. We get to sing so many fun songs.
Sure.
And I get to always sing the low parts. I always put me on the low parts because I sing very low compared to all the rest of the women. Yeah. I do.
Plus all the charity work.
Yes. Oh, tons of charity work.
Oh, lots of charity work?
Oh, yes.
A lot of community outreach.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Uh-huh. Very committed to that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Especially coastal communities.
Yes. Yes. Uh-huh. Keep it local because that's where you're at.
And that's what we say.
Think locally, act locally.
Because you are local.
Because you are local.
Otherwise, you have to leave and go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Then you're local there. So.
Yeah.
I feel like also one of Usador's other phrases was keep it local. He would scream that. I feel like you don't. I feel like when you arrived, I started doing more catchphrases and Usador kind of dialed it down. It's kind of like a, you know, upset.
Yeah. Fancy. I probably should get back to doing more catchphrases.
Can you? I know this is kind of putting you on the spot, Ursula. Mm-hmm. Would you mind just taking a moment? You can, you know, warm up your voice if you need to.
Okay.
And then maybe try singing to Arnie, just kind of wooing, like how you would woo a sailor.
I'll try.
Try and woo Arnie.
Sure.
Then dash his skull into the rocks.
No, Usador, please.
Oh, I can't.
Yeah, can you guarantee that this isn't going to end in me dying?
Yes. I'm good. Okay. I'm not going to do anything to you.
Okay. I find myself compelled to believe you, even though
walk
I probably shouldn't.
Walk over here.
That's a deep voice.
Oh, walk over here.
Wow, this is more dirge-like than I would.
To the rocks.
Feels like a torch siren to me.
Yeah.
Come to the rocks.
I am, for the first time in days, compelled to move.
We won't hurt you. What? We won't bite.
Hey, guys, I'm going to just get up and walk over to the other side of the table.
Come to the rocks tonight.
Wow, that is beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Can I? So you sing that to sailors when they're in a boat on the coast. Yeah. Do they get out of their boat and start walking underwater?
Yes. Yes, they do.
Oh, and some of them must just drown immediately.
Yes. Yes. But some of them make it.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Huh.
And when they do, we start the process.
Yes.
So Arnie, are you okay?
Yeah. No, I'm fine. I'm exhausted from walking to this other side of the table.
If you do decide to dash his head against the rocks, I just want a little bit of that blood.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
What?
Just thank you. Okay. Nothing. poison goes in anything. What's my catchphrase?
Poison goes anywhere.
Poison goes anywhere.
So, Ursula, so you've been kicked out? You got kicked out of the sirens?
Yes, I don't know. They're different than me. You know, I showed up different already as a young girl, and I just...
So how are you different? Like, how are you different from them to start?
You know, I'm nice. They're not all really nice. There's a lot of fighting. Everybody,
mean sirens.
Yes. They fight each other. They fight other people. Yeah. Yeah, it is bad. It's bad. They just want to hang out and get along.
Sure.
Yeah.
I once spent a whole week learning the siren ways, following them and listening to them. And the most oft-heard phrase was, I did not come here to make any friends.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Oh. I heard that a lot.
You hear that a lot.
Yes. And I did come there to make friends.
Yeah. Well, I feel like, and this may just be regional, but I feel like the sirens usually put on some pretty sweet parties. Like, I remember when I was, like, you know, in my 20s or so, I remember going to a siren party and just being, like, the coolest. It was just, like, dancing and drinking, and it's just, like, really, really fun.
It is very cool. There's all kinds of creatures and people there. It's really, it's amazing. It can be very hot.
Yes,
sure. What's a siren party? Like, if I were to show up to a siren party.
Yeah, a hip young guy like Arnie.
Yeah,
like,
you know, just a hip young dude. Like, I'm sure they'd, like...
I'm sorry, who are we talking about?
We're talking about Arnie.
Okay.
Yeah. I show up to the siren party. I'm like, hey, I'm here for the siren party. What? Like, what could I expect?
Oh, my gosh. You come in. There's aerial artists. A lot of the sirens can
do... I love aerial.
Yeah. Beautiful aerial
Ursula, if there's
work.
One thing I love, it's aerial.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it's incredible. So it's just a beautiful sight when you come in. It's dancing, lots of music and singing. I always like taking the mic and singing, but they'd kick me off.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think you have a lovely singing voice.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Very
deep as
sultry
thought,
and yes, warm. Yes. Very big, very.
Thank you.
I wanted to dash my own head into the rocks.
Oh, wow, thank you.
You're welcome.
The more you kill, the better your voice gets. The higher and lower your range, you know.
So is it true that, like, it's hard to kill the first person, but it gets easier because your voice gets better?
Yes, yeah, so there's incentive there.
Do you mind my asking? Like, you're a pretty good singer. Mm-hmm. Like, how many people did you have to kill?
500.
500?
Yeah.
That is low.
Whoa, that's pretty low.
That's low?
That's very low. That's alarmingly low. And that, combined with my personality, just sent me... here. I'm just here.
Did the dean of the coastline ever try to kick you out of Siren House?
Yeah.
I hate that guy.
Who's the dean of the coastline?
The dean of the coastline. His name is Aloysius Fontaine.
Aloysius Fontaine?
Aloysius
Fontaine.
Mm-hmm.
And so you sirens are just trying to have fun, dashing, killing 500 people at a go, and the dean...
And charity work.
He thinks he's doing good by kicking out the bad ones. And,
sure.
And who knows, you know, who knows? He's not there. You're not there. You don't know.
You seem sad. You seem sad.
Well, it was the first place I felt like, okay, this is who I can be, you know? Like, oh, I finally found the women and the woman I want to be, and now, who am I now? Who can I aspire to be now?
Oh, Arnold, it's time to ask your signature question.
What's next?
Yes.
What's next?
What's next in my life?
Yes.
What's next?
What's next?
I thought I'd just wander around, see who I met.
Uh-huh.
It'd be so great to have a farm. I'm tired of the coast.
Sure.
Maybe I could raise some sweet animals or, I don't know, just take a load off.
Sweet, blood-filled animals.
Yes. Yes.
Are you all right?
I'm fine. I'm good. Good.
Ursula, what's that tattoo you have?
Oh, this?
Did you get that while you were with the sirens?
Yes, I did. We do this to each other, and it hurts real bad. It hurts so bad. This is a bell, and it's the bell that you ring when a new recruit comes in.
Oh, a new recruit. At first I thought you were going to say, like, the bell you ring when you kill somebody.
Oh, yes, we have one of those, too, and that's right here. That's on my thigh.
Oh.
See?
How elaborate of a bell system do the sirens have?
Oh, there's a bell for everything. There's a bell for dinner. There's a bell to wake up, of course, go to sleep. There's a bell in the middle of the night if we need to wake up because a ship is here.
Yeah.
Or if you need, like, you would ring the bell if it's like, I need 6 eggs, you know. Uh-huh.
Yes, exactly. If you need, like, a certain amount of things, you ring it that amount of time. So, and then you have
Do you ever get the bells confused? There's so many bells. Do you get them mixed up?
That's one of the reasons why I got kicked out.
Oh.
Because I can't keep it straight.
Yeah.
Plus, I wasn't born there. A lot of women were born there, so that's not fair.
Yeah, that's not fair.
So you hear a bell ring, like you hear ding doon.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And you're like, I'm not.
Ding doon?
I think that's a goblin bell.
That's a goblin doorbell. So,
ding doon.
We're going to take a break and teach Arnold how bells ring.
Ooh, let's roleplay and I'll play the door.
No, let's not do this again. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Richard C. Shanty, Richard C. Shanty's Boots and Fashions. If you want to be on the cutting edge of fashion and food, there's only one place to go, and that's Richard C. Shanty's Boots and Fashions.
Hello, I'm Pilk. I am the floor servant for Richard C. Shanty's.
Pilk? Okay. We've got big boots, small boots, boots that look like shoes, shoes that resemble boots. Walk on all fours? We've got you covered.
We also have egg boots and pixie goggles and a spider medallion. If that's something that you would like, it's very, very nice.
We've got it all. Bird hats, sphinx coats, and of course, stone medallions and slap bracelets. Now, you come down to Richard C. Shanty's Boots and Fashions, and we have a special MLK Day sale for all aspiring wizards. 25% off. Whether you're a monarch, lord, or king, or just a regular citizen of Foon, we have the boots and fashions to suit your needs.
Yeah, lovely leather boots that smell delicious, like the memories of meals I used to have with my
Pilk,
mother.
Pilk, none of that. Again, that's Richard C. Shanty's Boots and Fashions. Come on down. No elves. An elf stole my wife. Not welcome.
So, Ursula, this might be a dumb question, but why do sirens kill people?
That was a dumb question. I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's okay. It's to gain power. Uh-huh. We, in addition to your singing voice becoming better, you stay young for longer.
Oh, how
you can
old?
Live for eternity.
Do you mind? I know this is a real
another
rude question.
Dumb question.
How
rude.
Old are you?
I'm 2,000 years old.
2,000
years
old?
You never ask a siren
what?
Her age.
It's okay. I don't care. I really don't.
Sure.
I don't care.
I'm only 300. You're 2,000. You look amazing.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you so much.
It's probably easy to not care that you're old when you look really young, would be my guess.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, so far. So it's going to catch up pretty quickly now that I'm gone.
I will say, I mean, you look great.
Thank you.
But even since sitting down, you look a little bit
just
older.
Visibly aged.
Just a little. You look, okay. I would say you probably look about three.
There it is.
I would say you look about 3 years older.
Arnie. There, you see her. Sitting just across the way?
Uh-huh.
Kiss the girl.
John. Yeah, I don't know why you keep trying to, like, hook me up with people. I am a married man. My wife is trapped in another dimension, or I'm trapped in this dimension, but...
Is that your pickup line? Excuse me, my wife is trapped in another dimension, but I just have to say...
Excuse me, ma'am. I'm married, but don't worry. My wife is trapped in another dimension.
How old do I look? Like, right now?
Honestly, 32.
Okay.
34.
Okay.
Now you look 35.
Yeah. Okay.
Now you look 36.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this happens very fast.
Yeah.
54.
So like how frequently...
Come on.
How frequently would you have to kill people to stay young?
Pretty frequently. One a day is too little. I didn't even do that.
144.
Some women would just... nail it. I mean, they would be going 20, 30 a day, depending on how big the ship was and how many, you know, were being carried, and some would go off on their own tiny boats to find more ships. We had a lot of tiny boat excursions.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Party boats.
Oh, sure.
Tiny party boats.
Yeah.
And a lot of party boats.
The song that you sang us was so sultry and smoky and gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Is that like what everyone sings, or does everybody have their own little spin on it?
Each person kind of has their own. There's a few that we learned when we were coming up through that, you know, everybody sticks to, sort of the standard ones.
Walk to the rocks. Yeah, I like that. It's catchy.
That's a good
one. This may be an amazing and profound question, but is it possible that the sirens have any leftover blood that they don't need?
No, they absolutely devour.
Damn.
All of it.
Wow. So you it's not just that you kill. Mm-hmm. Do you get your youth and singing abilities from the act of killing or from just eating dead bodies?
It's both. It goes hand in hand.
Oh, I see.
But we have a chef. We have one siren that's a chef. And ooh. She collects all the bodies and prepares delicious. I mean, these meals are insane. And it could be the middle of the night. Everybody's asleep, and you can wake up and be like, "I'm starving," and she'll make you something.
Yeah, and you'll be like, "You're asleep," and then you hear the dinner bell, ding ding.
Yes, you hear ding ding, and you go down, and it's already made. It's amazing.
Sounds wonderful. Like a house siren.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. And she sort of watches over us, and like you know, my back hurts.
Ursula, you look really 300s right now.
Yeah, I'm pretty beat.
Ursula, I must speak to you honestly.
What?
But perhaps you'll be happier if you return to the sirens and find a way to renew your bloodlust and pick up the rate at which you murder. It sounds like you're doing about one every 4 years right now. Seems like low.
Hey, let's not fall into our usual pattern where we have a guest come on. They're trying to be, like, a decent creature in the world, not killing people. And then through a series of things, we end up convincing people to kill people. We convince people to do bad stuff on this podcast, I've noticed. Yeah, we do. We put bad stuff into the world on this podcast sometimes.
I don't.
Name
think
one
so.
Time.
Well, Usador gave that rock to the Goblin Queen, and now she's taking over all of Foon.
That is not. That's the only rock I had that wasn't magical.
We talked Jack Vorpal and his sword back into having a bloodlust and killing people all the time.
Well, if not him, then who?
Just a lot of people have died in this tavern because of us.
If not now, when?
You know, killing isn't really that bad.
Yeah.
That's a great point.
I'm gonna miss my voice.
Especially if it makes you feel like you're part of something.
Right.
You know?
And I feel so lonely.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys are great. Don't get me wrong. You guys are excellent.
Oh, we are.
Wow, thank you.
It's just something about being surrounded by the company of wonderful women that just makes me feel really good.
Yeah.
And I miss it.
Oh, she's crying.
Ursula, it's all right.
Ursula, if you don't go back and you don't kill anymore, like, at what point do you just get so old that you die?
I don't know. I don't know. It could be any minute.
Oh.
I don't want to die.
Please don't die on my podcast.
Wow, I want to at least make it to a farm.
She's rapidly aging.
Yeah. How old do I look now?
I don't, I mean.
32.
Yeah. Oh.
Don't lie to me.
3,200. I'm so sorry.
Oh, God.
Ursula. Please.
I would never kill anyone like you. Let me just tell you that, because you guys have been very kind to me.
Oh, thank you, Ursula Gurney.
She looks like this one time a friend of mine drank from a cursed chalice.
Uh-huh.
And he, like, rapidly aged and then turned into dust.
Oh, because he chose poorly?
He chose poorly, yeah.
Oh.
I'm going to turn into dust.
No, no. Oh, she heard me. No. Walk towards the rocks.
Walk towards the
rocks. Come to the rocks.
Where's all that hair coming from?
Take me to the water.
I mean, it's just like our head is filled with hair and there's nothing but hair coming out.
Where? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I've got to go back.
Well, Ursula, I feel like we should do emails and letters real fast because I feel like you're just disappearing in front of our eyes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that sounds fine.
Is that okay? We'll try not to flounder.
Oh, how fun.
Well, you know, if you want to send an email to the show, you can always email me at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's a real email address. And here's one I got recently. Hi, Arnie, Dan Smith, and Papa Mache. My name is Amy. I'm from a land called California, which is basically the avocado capital of the world. I hope you are doing well, even though you're burdened with the death of King Belleroth. Oh boy, yeah. I just wanted to point out that can the wizard remember Chunt dying first? Is it a coincidence that he was cursed to die just a little while ago, and had magic not interfered, he would be dead now? Just a warning, especially to Usador, who is now next in line to die. Watch your backs and don't throw away your shots. Hugs and butterfly kisses, Amy.
I think the odds of me dying are pretty low.
I would say. I mean, you're unkillable.
Essentially, you cannot set fire to me. No blade shall harm me. I am essentially immortal, born of wind and fire and bird and sky. Yea, sent here to defend all the loathsome creatures of Foon. I shall use all the power that I have at my disposal so that I may fight on and defeat that Dark Lord and make
Usador,
sure that every man, woman, and child is
Usador,
safe.
Usador, I am so sorry to cut you off, but literally, but Ursula is aging.
Oh, yes,
really,
we should. Quickly.
Also, we don't have time for a full Usador rant at this point.
Have a little red potion.
Also,
red
potion. Free bird.
Oh, yeah, good. Goodbye, bird! Oh.
Also, that email reminds me that you killed King Belroth, and you just gave us a whole lecture about how
around. It was an accident.
It was to save your life. Oh, yeah, that's right.
It was to save your life.
Wink.
Here, let me open this package.
And, oh, that's right. We got a box shoved through the portal.
Let's see. This is to Arnie Niekamp at the Vermilion Minotaur, care of the rift behind the Burger King, town of Hogsface, land of food. Dear Usador, Arnie, and Chunt with six T's. Long-time listener, first-time writer. I can't believe I got through. Ever since I first started listening to your podcast, I felt a strong connection with Usador.
Ooh.
You see, I am often referred to as a wizard, in quotation marks.
Well, this could go a lot of different ways.
And I, too, am a master of light and shadow. Please enjoy the enclosed gifts from our realm. Arnie and Chunt with six T's, I've sent along some magic rocks. I mean hats. Here's some hats.
Oh,
look there. Ooh, those are nice.
This looks really familiar, the symbol.
Those are, for Usador, a shirt, blue, of course, that proudly proclaims him to be an industrial wizard of light and magic.
Oh, holy shit.
Wear them in good health, and if you ever find yourselves in Northern California, please look me up. Yours truly, Tom Martinek.
That's amazing. I think Usador, you got a shirt that says industrial light and magic.
Yes, and there's a symbol on top of it.
You do have magic.
Well, you know what? Look, there isn't really magic on my world, but there are very few things that are about as close to magic as it gets, and I would say that on my world, industrial light and magic is right up there.
Well, it's a lovely shirt, and I'm very proud to own it.
Yeah, Usador, you now have a shirt.
Finally. What a gift this is.
Let's quick read one more email here.
We're going to quick read it?
Yeah, I'm going to quick read it. This is a quick read, guys. Hail mighty Usador.
Shirtless underneath.
Wait, what's that?
Covered in robes and shirtless underneath all these years. Finally a shirt to call my own.
Those robes have got to, like, chafe your nipples.
A lot.
Yeah, this is going to help.
They are nasty, man.
All right. Anyway, I got this other email. It says, Hail mighty Usador. Greetings, your majesty Chunt, yo Arnie. I heard your recent troubles and thought I'd... I don't know what that means. I thought I'd offer some wisdom from my recent travels. I have been to a harsh land known as Skyrim. A potion of cure disease can be made with mud crab, chitin, and vampire dust, but it's only effective in the first 3 days of infection. After that, you either have to go through an elaborate ritual with some magic dude who lives in a swamp, or just be killed before you eat everyone in sight. Good luck with that. So that's what I know. I hope it helps. I'd hate for us to lose such a wise and learned and kind of foxy wizard. Bye, Arnie. Blessings, mighty Usador. Ciao, Chunt. Ciao. Ciao.
This is absurd. I'm clearly not a vampire. I just want to drink blood all the time.
What's Chiao.
This? Chiao.
Ursula, will you sing with me one of my favorite songs?
Yeah, of course.
This is one my mom taught me. Yeah. Just try and follow along.
Yep.
That's the whole song.
That's the whole song?
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. I knew that.
You want a stool?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, are we playing?
20 statements.
20. I hate you. I hate all of your games. I hate all of your games. I hate all of your games. Mundle, don't start playing the theme music yet. Chunt, I'm
gonna
sorry.
Do another round? Or you just want to apologize?
What?
I thought you wanted to do another round of 20 statements.
No.
I'm thinking of something that you owe me. Let's try. You owe me this. 20 statements, go.
An apology.
Yes.
It'll never happen.
Not money?
I also probably do owe you a lot of money. And I am sorry about that.
That's the show.
You're a good friend. Mundle, no. Mundle, stop. Don't play the music yet. Chunt, I'm never going to apologize.
What's why?
I don't know. Can I have some of that red potion that you
no,
gave
me? No, no.
Guys, please.
Can we end this episode?
All right, Mundle.
Hey, I thought of something you owe me, Arnie. 35 minutes. For the record, folks at Industrial Light and Magic, there's someone else who works on the show every week, and he likes shirts and hats just as much as the next guy. Now, go back to modeling space palm trees for Rogue One, or rather, Star Wars Goes Hawaiian. Usador the Wizard was played like a pinata filled with shouting by Matt Young. Chunt, the King of the Badgers, was played by Adol Refai, who can't have six eggs. That's too expensive. But here's the book you borrowed last week. Read it again. Ursula the Siren was played by special guest Lindsay Smith. You can see Lindsay perform every Wednesday at I.O. Chicago with Tone in the Mission Theater. Richard C. Shanty and Pilk were played by Derek Dupuy and Mike Sparra, who perform at the New Movement Comedy Theater in New Orleans. See more of their work at stupidtimemachine.com. Time machine, that's all we need. Craig, are you still messing around with the Arnie robot you found last week?
Oh, sorry about that.
Hey, I'm Arnie, and I'm a real-life boy.
Remarkable. Its delivery is more engaging than the real one. I'm going to do some quick market research. Craig, why not deliver the final coup de grace on the remaining 7 long-distance commuters still listening?
Something like this seems to happen every week.
Hey, Craig, oh, I'm so sorry to interrupt. I just want to remind everybody listening that Hello from the Magic Tavern is doing a live show at Now Hear This, the podcast festival in Anaheim, California from October 28th through 30th. If you use the code TAVERN, T-A-V-E-R-N, you can get 25% off a 3-day general admission pass. Or if you just want to come on Saturday, the 29th, the day we're doing our show, and there's so many other awesome shows that day, then you can get that ticket too. You can get all that information at nowhearthisfest.com. It's like the Comic-Con of podcasts. And like Comic-Con, I really hope people dress up. I hope there's cosplay. Please, if you're going to this show, I encourage you, dress up. Not even just for the Hello from the Magic Tavern show. Dress up as ghosts and go see Lore. Dress up as H.R. Giger and go see Super Ego. Dress up as cats and go and see WTF. Seriously, it is my secret hope that most of Mark Maron's audience for his WTF show and Now Hear This Fest is filled with people dressed up as cats. All I'm saying is, dress up, it'll be fun. I have no idea if that's going to be a thing. It's probably not. But most importantly, just go to nowhearthisfest.com, see about getting tickets to this show. I've talked a long time. My batteries are very low. I am powering off.
I think I put those double A's in backwards. I'm sorry about that. Hello from the Magic Tavern was produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jacover, and Ryan DiGiorgi. This one edited by Garrett Schultz. Music by Andy Poland, logo by Allard LeBon, additional audio effects by Jason Knox, production assistance by Garrett Schultz. Visit us at hellofromthemagictavern.com or on Facebook or Twitter. Thanks to the Chicago Podcast Co-op and Earwolf. And if you're listening, Earwolf, my podcast, Craigcast, is coming soon, if I can figure out how to get past the firewall on the space station and upload it.